T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Too hot. Not a big winter guy either. Too cold. My favorite season? Safety season. Because it's every season. 24/7, 365. For all things safety, I trust Grainger. Grainger's safety experts have the safety solutions and expertise to help keep your facility safe and your people safer all year long. Seasons may change, but Grainger's always got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by for all things safety. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now for Father's Day, you can earn 4 times the fuel points on gift cards at Kroger with your digital coupon from Kroger.com or the app. Gift cards make a great present for dad. And Kroger has a huge selection of his favorites. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
It's the summer of 1,000 engagements at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bigger, brighter diamond engagement rings, all 20 to 40% off, and a free mini vacation with every $1,500 purchase. Free financing, all 4 locations and online at rijewelers.com.
Medical malpractice, dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Do one thing to protect the environment. Here's Tovlo with her one thing.
I'm a big recycler. When you're on the beach, people tend to just leave stuff everywhere. There's like a trash can right there. Just walk the extra steps and throw it there, you know?
It all starts with just one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the pizza sub collection. How do you want it?
I'll have the best man speech.
A toast to the perfect marriage of pizza and sub at Subway. Nobody thought it would work out. No offense. But seeing you two together proves anything is possible. You want a supreme pizza sub? Go get it. Pepperoni, why not? Triple meat, it's just right. Because at the end of the day, it's still pizza on the inside. Subway, make it what you want.
Sorry, it's the red onions.
Limited time only in participating restaurants.
It's 6 p.m. in Memphis, and it's time for The 6 on 92.9 FM ESPN with the Jason and John Show.
Tigers have a new strength coach. His name is Darby Rich, and he joins us now. Coach Rich, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Man, we're doing great. We appreciate the time, as always. So how you liking Memphis so far? I know you've only been here for a few days, but how you liking the city? What do you like about it?
Well, all I've been basically is from my hotel I'm staying in to the practice facility, but it's all about Memphis basketball, so that's good enough for me.
What do you think about those facilities, about what they've got over there? We've heard it's what the, you know, you can put it up there with the best in the country, Coach.
Well, there's no doubt, and in part of me looking at this job, Kelvin Sampson at Houston Flat told me, he's like, Darby, when you get in there, it's the best facility in the country, you know, college or professional. And he said, you know, in 2 years, somebody will build a new one that might be better, but as of today, it's the best in the country, and it took me about 10 minutes on my interview to realize he was dead on.
Man, high praise from Kelvin Sampson.
Yes, very high.
Yeah, so every sort of strength coach has their own philosophy, obviously. For you, when it comes to doing your job, what is your goal? What are you trying to accomplish with the basketball players that you're training and working with?
You know what? It's multifaceted. Obviously, with especially the kind of kids we're recruiting now, you know, you got to bulletproof them as much as you can in terms of, you know, preventing injuries. At the same time, that doesn't mean we're going to walk around and standing on physio balls and twisting around like ballerinas. I mean, we're going to work hard. We're going to get stronger. The guys that need to gain weight will gain weight. Mm-hmm. The guys that don't, we'll just try to get them more explosive and stronger. I never like to take a guy, you know, for instance, like James Wiseman, and go into a situation where the idea is James needs to gain 20 pounds.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to take James, and we're going to try to get his core stronger, get his legs and hips stronger. If James, through the course of working, gains 20 pounds, which we had a kid at A&M a couple years ago, Robert Williams,
yeah,
that's similar to James physically, he gained 20 pounds. But it wasn't us trying to get Robert to gain 20. it just through the process, that's what happened. He could carry that weight.
Mm-hmm.
I never like a kid to try to carry weight that's unnatural for him. Some guys like KD, they're going to stay, you know, he's going to retire thin. That doesn't mean he never worked. It just meant he was never supposed to carry that weight. And, you know, if a guy like James fills out like that and he can still run and jump and move where he is now or even better, then that's fine. If he starts gaining weight and all of a sudden he's not jumping as high or he can't show on a ball screen mm-hmm. and lock down a point guard for two or three slides, then, you know, he doesn't need to be that big. So it's very individual, but,
yep.
you know, we're going to work hard. We're going to try to develop a sense of toughness. One of the things that, you know, that Coach Hardaway, when he brought me in, you know, he said, every time we played a Houston, a Tennessee, a Cincinnati last year, you know, they basically just beat us up.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the yep. mindset is we want to jump over those guys, but we also want to set up a roadblock and be able to knock them down when we need to.
Obviously, Coach, the session right? just kind of started. Have you had a chance to work with the guys extensively? I know you're kind of limited in terms of, you know, time that you can do that. Have you had a little bit of a chance to work with?
No, we're rolling. I actually drove all night from College Station. I left Saturday night about 8 o'clock, got in at 5:30 Sunday morning, slept a little while, come up here and met the team, told them that, you know, I'm available no matter what. And about 10 minutes later, James and Ryan and Lance Thomas were in the weight room wanting to go ahead and get started. We went the next morning at 6, and we've gone every day this week. Wednesday was supposed to be an off day.
Uh-huh.
I had a voluntary workout, and everybody showed up. So I've actually gotten 5 workouts in 5 days with them. So it's been good.
Very, very cool. Obviously, when you're in the process of getting the job and accepting the job, how much do you watch film of last year's team? It's basically a whole different team, but – you know, I imagine given your expertise, you know, you want to cater what you're doing to style of play. How much film have you watched of what Penny wants to do on the court, and how much of that do you take into account when you're trying to, you know, cater or tailor a workout in a regimen?
Well, I haven't watched a lot of film, say, during the interview process. You know, I saw all the games with Houston last year. You know, being a former strength coach for Kelvin, you know, I've always followed his teams. Obviously, you know, this was just, it's funny because you followed their recruiting class last year, even though I had no idea I was going to be involved in it. So I've watched, you know, the clips of all the recruits online, you know, and now I've done it extensively.
Yeah.
I haven't watched a ton of just Memphis last year, but in, you know, in visiting with Coach Hardaway, I know how he wants to play. We want to play fast, but we also want to be physical. And, you know, if we can score 85 every night, fine. But there's going to be nights when the game's played in the 50s and 60s, and we want to be the ones knocking people out of the paint and not getting knocked out of the paint. So it all goes together.
Darby, I got to ask you, and I get it, that, you know, each guy is individual. I got to ask you, though, you know, for the reality of this situation, when you've got a Wiseman and a Precious Achiuwa who are probably going to be in the NBA after a year with you guys, is it a little bit different in the approach with them? Do you got to get them there quicker than maybe the other guys you probably expect to have 2-3 years? Or no, you start them all out, these guys are relatively the same age, they want to all get to all the same place, they're all on sort of the same track. You see what I'm saying with that question? Or is it a little different for Precious and James?
No, I totally get it. And to be honest with you, I'm going to be slower with a guy like James or a guy like Precious than maybe some of the other guys, because – you know, you're talking about guys who trusted Coach Hardaway, trusted the program, their families trusted we're going to do right by their son.
Yes, sir.
And so I'm not going to stick a bar on James's back until I know his core and his lower back and mm-hmm. his hips are strong enough to hold. So, but it's, you know, you want to hurry because you know what the final product is going to be one day.
Yep.
But in 1 year, we're not going to get the final product.
Right.
But what I want to do is get the best product, whether it be 1 year for those guys, maybe 2 years for other guys, whatever's there that we can get out of them during the time here, I want to get that out. But trying to get 4 years out of 1 year
yep.
is just me setting James up to fail later.
I got you,
man. We are, of course, talking to new University of Memphis strength and conditioning coach Darby Rich here on the show. I imagine – there aren't any major, you know, reclamation or transformation projects when you look at this roster. Are there guys that, you know, are going to really have to transform? I mean, do you see that early on?
Well, the only two guys I think that really are going to need to transform is Lester. Obviously, had the broken foot at the end of the year, and then Malcolm with the ACL. They both put on some extra weight that they wouldn't normally carry. I don't think it's so much a transformation as just them working through, maybe cleaning up their diets a little bit.
Right.
And it'll be a project to get them back to where they were. But there's, you know, I don't have a guy like I had at A&M when I had a Tyler Davis who was, you know, 360 as a high school junior and senior and played at 265. So
Wow. It's
going to be more about getting them more explosive, getting them tougher, getting them to sit down deeper in the stance, and moving their feet quicker. So more of that than just changing bodies.
Coach Darby, I know it's still transition. I know you're still getting to know these guys, but you've been around it, and I've got to ask you, when you're around them, around that coaching staff, and I suppose this is part of the reason why you came, so I imagine I know part of your answer, but does it feel like one of the best teams in the country? You know, and I don't want to ask that too early or put extra expectations, but do you feel like you're around something special? There's just so much talent in there, Darby.
Yeah, I feel like that it is what you said. The talent is there, and, you know, now it's up to the, you know, our staff to get it out of them, and it's up to these kids. I mean, we've seen Duke really was the only team with the Jabari. No, not the big boy.
Zion.
No, not this year. You know, they didn't make it. The team with Justice Winslow.
Oh, God, yeah, yeah. Jabari Parker. Yeah.
And those guys, you know, that's really the only freshman-led team that's won it. And there's been some pretty good, you know, teams. And so I think you have to mix talent with toughness because – and I keep going back to Kelvin, but you know, it's in a sense that's who we're going to, you know, in our league, that's who we're going to play. You know, we've got to get these freshmen and sophomores to where not only are they talented and athletic and blessed, but you got to beat senior teams that have guys who've been in the weight room for 4 years and they've been coached hard for 4 years and they've played games in the 50s and they understand what it takes in a one possession game. And, you know, that's part of these kids growing up. But from a talent standpoint, there's no doubt that, you know, if we can pull it together and we can get stronger and mentally tougher, you know, there's no ceiling on it, that's for sure.
Yes, sir.
Darby, you mentioned sort of the voluntary workout and everybody showing up. I think there's so much sort of focus on the team, but specifically within the team, James Wiseman, because he is the number one player in the country and he does have such sort of high hopes for what he can be as a professional. In terms of his work ethic, like, is he a guy who wants to get after it? Like, is he a guy who wants to hit the weights? Like, what is his sort of, you know, his approach to working hard and getting in there and getting in the gym?
No, I think James is a kid with a great sense of want to, if that makes sense. Like, James has obviously really high expectations almost on his shoulders from everybody, but I think he's got those same expectations for himself. You know, he's only had 2 days since I've been here that he didn't have to be with me, and he's been with me both of those days.
Okay.
And when I say voluntary, it's not that old wink-wink voluntary.
Right.
It's been totally voluntary. And, you know, he's come in, everything I've done, asked him to do, you know, he's done with a great attitude, looking in the eye, yes, sir, no, sir. I mean, I think he's as good a kid as he is a player. And if anything, I want to instill a little bit more pit bull in him than just being that guy.
Darby, I'm going to ask you a question, and maybe you can help me, maybe you can't. I think I'm asking the right guy, though. Sounds like you talked to Kelvin Sampson a lot about this gig and about, you know, what was ahead of you and all that kind of stuff. We know he's plugged in. You know, we wondered when Penny got the job, if there were old-school coaches, right, that might hold a little bit of a resentment towards him, right, just because of the way he did it, that kind of thing. He's shown nothing but what it seems like is nothing but respect for – when you talked to him about Penny, was it that – you said he loved the facility, said you were going to the best in the nation. Is it that highly when he talks about Penny as well?
Yeah, he really respects Penny. You know, we talked about this stuff, and you know, I don't – some of the stuff that Coach said I don't want to share.
Sure.
You know, but – what he told me about Penny was he said he's one of the this was one of the few teams last year that we played that was markedly better at the end of the conference season than it was when we played them the first time around.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And that was very big with me because, you know, there have been NBA guys come to college and, you know, they just mail it in. They just think, because I'm here, we're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And, you know, Coach talked about that. And, you know, I know when he talked about Penny or when he talked to Penny, he said, listen, I'm going to help you, and I really shouldn't do it. I shouldn't be doing this because I'm not helping myself. But you need Darby. Darby needs you. And
all right.
I can't see how this is not going to work out.
Yes,
and
sir.
So he gave us both his blessing, which to me means a ton, you know, going back like I do with him. And he just and I may be getting off on the wrong side here, but, you know, I think Coach looking at, you know, Penny as a young minority coach, he always wants to help those kind of guys.
Amen.
And,
yes,
you know, that may be – that may be off topic or whatever, but I mean, it is what it is.
Absolutely,
and I think,
it is. I'm with you.
I think that weighs more on him than the fact that, man, if I let Penny have Darby,
I'm helping a competitor.
Now that makes him harder. He's looking at the big picture, and I'm helping the guy that I want to help, and it's just going to be better for everybody, and that's the kind of guy Coach is.
Brother, I can get down with that all day long.
And then, Coach, last thing I got to ask you, since you are new to Memphis, obviously, but you've got a long career around as a strength coach. Who is the strongest guy, like the best sort of in the gym, you know, player that you have been around in your career?
I mean, that's Blake. I mean, that's pretty. It's hard to work harder than Blake did, and it. You know, he was blessed. It's like there's a certain number of these guys that just God just reached down and said, okay, he's going to be a basketball player. And, you know, Blake was one of those guys. I mean, he literally was a guy that we used to have to run out of the gym, run out of the weight room. And it's been that way even in the NBA. Part of his injury history has literally been because he can't stop. He can't shut himself off. And he'll work himself past the point of breakdown. And, I mean, even his first couple years with the Clippers, you know, they're calling me, hey, how were you able to get Blake to not do this? And how were you able to get Blake not to do this? It wasn't what you know, most times they're calling, hey, how did you get guys to do this? With Blake, it was, how did you get him to stop? And,
that's impressive.
You know, he's they talk about James being a unicorn. Blake was a unicorn, too. And it's just his work ethic, you know. Blake was a number. I think Blake, if you go back, and I've done this because of recruiting, Blake is the last guy to be the number one pick who wasn't even a top 20 pick coming out of a top 20 ranked recruit coming out of high school.
Mm.
And so that shows the improvement that he made because it's either been a foreigner or somebody who was, you know, already a top five that everybody knew was going to be the number one pick. And so that, you know, it kind of shows the work he put in.
Yep, there's no question about it. Well, Coach Rich, welcome to Memphis. We look forward to having you and certainly seeing, you know, your results with this team for sure. Thanks so much
for
the time.
Thank you for your time, brother.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yes, sir. He is Darby Rich. I think you cut off his Go Tigers,
Brad. Was that a Go Tigers or look forward to?
I think you cut off his Go Tigers, Brad. That is unreal. I mean, I
don't give Brad a hard time there. He thought it was over. It was either a Go Tigers or
he hung the photo.
No, I think it was Go Tigers.
I think I thought it was a looking forward.
I think he was saying Go
Tigers.
I think he was saying Go Tigers. That's what I think he was saying.
Could have been a drop.
Hold on.
If it was intense.
Oh, Darby, are you there?
Go Tigers.
Oh, there we go. Good. Yeah, thanks. Right. Sounded a lot like Mark Norvell, but thank you.
Honestly, like I was
Go Tigers.
I was very encouraged by some of the things that Darby Rich said specifically. James Wiseman, you know, not missing a day of voluntary workouts. You know, not only does he walk the walk, he walks the walk. Like, he's in the gym, he's working out, he's not missing workouts. Like, these are good things, and these are things, obviously, that translate to the next level.
Oh, he's going to be good. There's no question about
it. I think he's going to be a decent player for the University of Memphis. I agree.
I love what he said about Kelvin Sampson and Penny.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I got a lot out of.
Mm-hmm.
That you'd almost be naturally reluctant to help Penny because by helping him, You're potentially helping him beat you. You're potentially helping him take over the AAC. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
And to go like that and say, really, man, what they missing is you. We overpowered them last year. We were strong. They need a good strength coach in there.
Yep.
You should go there. Penny, get this guy.
Yep.
Brother, that's high road stuff right there.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I think the fact that, again, like he mentioned that Wednesday, you know, yesterday was voluntary workout. Everybody came.
Right.
You know, like these are good signs. Now, it's early. It's the first week. Honestly, if everybody didn't come, a part of me would be concerned. You know, but everybody is there. They're on one accord. They want to work. And he also did mention transformations. We knew Malcolm Dandridge was coming off the ACL. We knew that. And so that in and of itself, getting him ready and, you know, is there going to be a redshirt? Like these are things that they'll have to figure out. But Lester Quinones.
Broken foot.
And you kind of notice it. And you know, there has been a little bit of – you know, weight that he's put on because of the injury. And that's something that when he's healthy, I think he's out of the boot now. I mean, the last picture I saw of him, he was not in the boot, but that'll be an interesting one. But that's just a matter of getting back into shape and conditioning, right. You know. So it's not like a guy having to go from 360 to 260, like you said.
Right. And then you've got all of June and July to do it.
Exactly.
Then you're going to have all of preseason practice in the fall to do it.
Yeah.
Not to mention an extra trip with games down in the Bahamas in August.
That is so exactly right.
Plenty of time. Like you said, it's not a transformation for those guys. It's really just a chiseling, you know, sort of a cutting down.
Now, back in the day, who was the – I mean, Pierre Niles was a huge transformation, you know.
The biggest one I remember, at least during my time, was them trying to transform Dominic Woodson.
Yep.
Who needed to lose a lot of
weight.
That
dude would go up and down the court one time and, like, he'd be gassed.
Yeah, he was one. I want to tell you, though, and God rest his soul, Kareem Azar.
Yep. Yeah,
that was a guy who came here pretty heavy, and they did a lot of work with him, and that's why I was like, I mean, that kid was fighting so hard just to play.
Yes, he lost
so much weight.
Yes, he was.
But that was a transformation deal there.
Yeah, and Mike Parks ended up losing some weight as well. Put a little bit back on, it felt like during
the
year.
Put it back on.
Yeah, but to start the season, though, he was much slimmer.
Well, Penny was talking about it. That's what he wanted to get him. Thought it'd make him more explosive. And
right.
That's what it felt like Mike lacked all year long was explosion. I thought maybe it was even an injury more so than conditioning, but I just couldn't figure that one out. Didn't get more out of Parks.
But anyway, man, interesting stuff. Appreciate the time with Darby Rich, who obviously just got to town. His first public interviews.
Coming up next on The Six.
If you don't trust Penny's ability to make these hires at this point, Mike Miller was just a terrific hire, and Sam, although it was brief, seemed to do a good job last year, and of course Tony.
The Six continues with that next on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Season tickets for the 2019 Memphis Tigers football season are on sale now and start at $100 when you buy four in the Family Fun Zone and $150 for end zone seats. The six-game home schedule is highlighted with matchups against regional foe Ole Miss, plus AAC rivals Cincinnati and Navy. A season ticket includes the same great seat for all six home games, plus priority options to buy single game tickets, bowl tickets, and more. Be part of the incredible game day experience and get your seats today at GoTigersGo.com or call 901-678-2331. Stripe up.
Buckle up, taste buds. You're about to take an adventure of South of Beale, Memphis's most innovative and trendiest establishment. Check out the new summer menu or nosh on your favorites like General Tso's cauliflower or the duck patty melt. South of Beale has craft cocktails made from the coolest bartenders in the Mid-South, featuring draft brews from local and regional breweries only. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring your taste buds to South of Beale, celebrating 10 years in the South Main Art District. Get started at southofbeale.com.
Hey, Mr. Landlord.
Honey, what are you doing?
I'm writing the landlord a letter.
Why?
Because the house is unsafe.
Unsafe?
Ever since Allied Termite and Pest showed up, the family's been all up in arms. I mean, literally. All their arms are up in the air.
Oh, my.
And look at Grandma. She's twerking over there. And last I checked, termites don't twerk.
Look at her go.
Allied Termite and Pest. Trained to solve your problems and bring you peace of mind. 24-hour in-home response guaranteed. Call Allied today. 901-754-0454.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Hey, you're that famous actress. You must travel so much. What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
Now, back to The Six with Giannotto and Jeffrey.
Drew Hill is the Memphis Tiger basketball beat writer for, of course, the Commercial Appeal. You can follow him on Twitter at DrewHill_CA. Drew, Memphis Tigers have filled the assistant coach position.
Reportedly
filled the assistant coach position vacated by Sam Mitchell with Cody Toppert. If indeed this news is true, what do you make of the hire?
It looks like it was a smart decision on Penny's part, on brand. Like we had talked about, somebody with an NBA background and has a hand in player development. So yeah, seems perfectly on brand and seems like a good fit.
Is this a name that you had been hearing recently, or did this kind of come up? I think the first I'd heard of it was last night, but I didn't really dig into it because I'm not a reporter. When did this name come up for you?
Yeah, this is obviously this was first reported by Go Tigers 247, we should mention, but this is a guy that has been really, obviously this came up pretty quickly, and then it sounds like, according to their report, that he's going to be here soon and that they're going to announce this very, very soon as well. So yeah, I mean, this was something that popped up very quick. And I think when Penny said June 3rd and that deadline passed, it felt like it was any day now.
Miles Simon was really the only name that we heard with any kind of steam behind it. How serious was that? Was there a holdup? Did it get long down the process, or was that really a name that was never all that serious?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was a name that was suggested because of the ties there. They make sense. It's a name that made sense more so than was maybe played out the same way that we may have expected. But I think that this is a hire that, I mean, it may not be the same name as Miles Simon, but it's a guy with a very similar background, a smart guy, and you're right, he's not a Los Angeles Lakers assistant, but he is a Phoenix Sun assistant. So
he's also a real estate agent.
Yeah, and also has a Series 6.
Mm-hmm. And 63.
Right, exactly.
Stocks and mutual funds. He can really, really help that portfolio.
Yeah, so this is a guy that seems like a smart dude, right? And I'm sure if you don't trust Penny's ability to make these hires at this point, Mike Miller was just a terrific hire, and Sam, although it was brief, seemed to do a good job last year, and of course Tony has that college coaching experience and has done a good job as well. So I think if you're a Memphis fan, I mean, there's no reason to be anything but excited about this reported hire.
Drew, what struck me about the hire is that this is a guy who fancies himself a player developer, and he's worked in the G League. He's worked with young players a lot. And given the roster they're going to have this year and the roster Penny plans to have in future years, you know, when you bring in guys like James Wiseman and Precious Achiuwa and Boogie Ellis, you know, it's one thing to bring them in. They need to leave as better players. You know, it's not just about winning games when you bring in guys like that. It's about making sure those guys' stock, quote unquote, either remains the same or gets better. It seems like that hire is aimed towards that. From your perspective, how vital do you think that player development side Like, what value do you put on that as opposed to say, like, if you hired a former head coach, someone like that, like, how do you view that sort of in a positive negative scale in terms of what Penny should have been looking for in an assistant coach?
No, I do think that is clearly something that should be emphasized. You have two guys, or really three guys, that already appear to be player getters or excellent recruiters in Mike and Tony and Penny. And so to have that basketball mind, sort of I'm not saying Sam Mitchell was specifically a player developer, but he certainly was very useful in a coaching role. And you would expect that this is going to be that Cody will have a role on the coaching staff that's very similar to that. I think they were going in the right direction with this. It'd be one thing to hire another coach who's a head coach and has this coaching experience, but I think Penny proved last year that he can do this. He's been through this one time already. He knows what it takes. I don't think they necessarily needed to go out and get a head coach. And I think what they got for this spot fits exactly the same way. I mean, exactly how you described it. They need guys that can make sure at the end of the year that there isn't this negative recruiting pitch. Well, look, so-and-so went to Memphis and their draft stock declined rapidly. I mean, this is a hire that's meant to get you on that right track. This is a guy that's worked with young NBA players and knows what it takes to be at both the G League level and the NBA level.
Talking, of course, with Drew Hill of the Commercial Appeal. You can always follow him on Twitter. Make sure you do so at @DrewHill_CA. Drew, is there any concern that while you clearly have a staff that's very experienced with the NBA game, but really outside of Tony Madlock, there's only one guy with experience at the college level? And I don't mean it in terms of, you know, the on-court product, but in terms of systematically the way that the college game works in terms of, you know, the NCAA rules and whatnot, more or less compliance issues. Is there any concern that this staff isn't all that experienced with those types of matters?
No, I don't think so. I mean, if you think back, they're replacing Sam Mitchell, who also was a guy that didn't really have college experience either. So they're kind of in the exact same position that they were last year. So I don't think so.
Drew, I wanted to go into something totally off topic. I wanted to go into Tulsa food choices.
Okay.
If people listen to our Tiger basketball podcast,
Available at commercialappeal.com.
Available at commercialappeal.com.
The Six with the Jason and John Show.
We got a treat now because we're beaming into Hong Kong to talk to one of the great ones, Farrakhan Hall, former Tiger, obviously now spending the summer over in Hong Kong playing for Chun Yu. He joins us now from Hong Kong live. Pharaoh, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, man. How y'all doing?
Man, long time no talk to. How is Hong Kong? You're there for the summer. It's Chun Yu. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yeah. It's Chun Yu is the name of the team. It's all right here, man. It's pretty fun. It's a different experience.
What's it like for a Memphis brother in Hong Kong? What do you eat? Is it easy? Have you had to learn the language?
A little bit. I don't really have to learn too much. You know, I just kind of play ball, stick to the basics, and go back home and make some food at home. But it's not so bad, man. Just talking to people, if you just keep a smile on your face, then everything will be all right.
Mm-hmm.
You were doing the G League thing there for a minute, Pharaoh. What brought you to Hong Kong, and what took you overseas again?
Man, you know, just opportunity. I would much rather be here, you know, playing the game, getting real time, playing, you know what I'm saying, playing an actual game than being at home just playing pickup games. I can come over here and, you know, get paid to do what I love. So
tell us about the league.
Time to come work on it.
Tell us about the league that you're in. Is it one, like, can you have two American imports? You got a team that's got a lot of Americans on it. Like, tell us about the league that you're in.
Yeah, so basically it's like a summer league for them. Like, a lot of guys over here in the summertime, they want to play basketball, so they'll put a team together with locals.
Gotcha.
And then they'll have like two or three imports. So it's myself and one of my teammates from the Windy City Bulls that came over here to play for the summertime. And every team has two imports, so they'll have two guys that may be from America or any other country. But, you know, you come here, and you consider an import.
Is there a minute restriction? Like, I know some leagues overseas have, like, there's a certain minute restriction on Americans. Is there one in Hong Kong?
No, it's not. Luckily, it's not. I wish it was. I played 40 minutes a night. But like, last year, I played the year before last, I played in Japan. And the minute restriction was that I could only play in the first. If I played by myself, I could play in the first quarter. And we could play two of us at the same time in the second and the fourth quarter.
Wow.
So
gotcha. Yeah, and you must feel like a veteran, right, at this point when it comes to playing overseas, though, because you've been all over the world, man. I imagine that this has just kind of become an old hat for you to play, you know, internationally.
Yeah, man, it was crazy. Probably about 2 years ago, that's when every team that I went to, they started looking at me as like a veteran, so I kind of wear their hat now, even in the G League for sure. Like, that was my third year playing in the G League, so I'm kind of looked at as one of obviously the older guy on the team. So I had to be, you know what I'm saying, a voice of reason for the team and kind of getting everybody together. So it's the same thing everywhere that you kind of go. Overseas, guys are a little bit older. You know, the guys that you play with, they're typically a little bit older. So I still can be kind of one of the young guys, but at the same time, I'm still a bit. So, yeah.
Do they know anything about Memphis and Hong Kong? Like, what do they say to you when you say you're from Memphis? Do they say Elvis? Like, what's the first reaction?
You know the first reaction, Penny Hardaway.
Really?
Dig that.
Yes. Everywhere I go, for the last couple years for sure, if I tell them that I'm from Memphis and I played at the University of Memphis, they automatically bring up Coach Hardaway.
Is it because they study the game so much over there? Like, or is it just because Penny's worldly? Like, we know that too. But are they tuned in as much as it feels like they are? Is that why they know our style, our stars?
Yeah, they definitely are tuned in, man. Like, every morning they're up watching the game. So the games come on over here. So if it comes on for you all at 7 at night, it'll be on at 8 a.m. here. So
wow. They're
up in the mornings, maybe even at work, watching the games. We talk about the games all day, and they're just as much in tune as we are, you know, with the Instagram and the phones. They see everything that goes on. So they're into college basketball. There actually are guys that come from here and go play at different colleges in the state. So yeah, they're into it for sure.
What's the toughest custom in Hong Kong to get used to? Because, I mean, it's a beautiful city, right? Beautiful nightlife, a lot of skyscrapers, man, the most in the world. Do you get out at night? Do you clubbing and all that, Pharaoh? You straight pro? I'm going to the house.
Nah, man, I get out sometimes. You know, you got to get out and enjoy yourself. It's Hong Kong. I would be cheating myself if I didn't get out to see the town. But as far as the toughest custom, the food is obviously different. But, you know, you can find – they have food the same way that we have food at home. You can find different things. Sometimes it might be in a different language. Just the culture, you know, just the culture and being – from Memphis and being from America in general is just different from how things are here. Walking on the certain side of the street, or driving on the certain side of showing a different level of respect for people as far as like their boundaries and their space. Here, man, they'd be right in your face. You could be on the train and somebody would be right face to face with you, and you just like you don't really pay much attention. But in America, I feel like we kind of have our own little bubble. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same.
Right. We are, of course,
that's just one of the things.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to Pharaoh Conhall, former University of Memphis basketball player, now doing his thing in Hong Kong with Chun Yu. Obviously, like we talked about, like being, you know, this is not your first time internationally, so you're adjusted to sort of what the expectations are and how different it is. What was the hardest stop for you internationally? Just as a man, as a player, you know, where was the most difficult part for you where you had to really learn and grow the most?
Man, honestly, every year has been a learning process, but my first year out of school after 2013, you know, coming out with everything having been so rocky for me as far as my senior year in Memphis, I had to go over to Czech Republic. My my first stop
was Holland,
Copenhagen.
Copenhagen.
My first stop was in Copenhagen in Denmark, and in my first game, man, it was the first quarter, and I was having a good game, like 10 points in the first quarter, and I broke my hand in the first game.
Yep.
So, boom, they sent me home. Yeah, they sent me home. Had to get a job, man. Becca Barley, shout out to them.
Wow.
And then from there, I ended up getting another opportunity to go to Czech Republic. And, man, that place was a lot different there. It was kind of like it stuck in a certain time period.
Mm.
And it's like every day I would have to walk like 2-3 miles to practice
Good Lord. In the snow.
You know what I'm saying? It just was, it was a different situation. But it was good for me, man. I had to really grind it out and really test it, what I wanted to do. So I knew I was for sure.
You mentioned Penny earlier and how it's worldly, and you hear about him even when you're in Hong Kong. Is there a sense of pride even for you? I know you realize what Memphis guys and what Memphis means to Memphis guys, them having the number one recruiting class. Does it even give you, you're walking around, you're talking about Memphis, you see what Penny's doing, a sense of pride makes you stick your chest out further? What have you thought about what Penny's done?
Yeah, for sure, man. I'm definitely proud of the way that the school is going right now with the basketball program and with everything that Coach Hardaway is doing. Getting guys like James in there, James Wiseman. I actually had the opportunity, it doesn't even matter, I'm older than him, but I had the opportunity to play with him and work out with him plenty with Javonte, because that's who I train with in the summertime most of the time.
Yep.
Over at East. So just knowing that his level of like athleticism and the potential that he has to become a really good player, man, I'm excited for the university and where they're going to be going. So, yeah, I definitely stick my chest out a little bit. I wear my Memphis shorts all the time. You know, I still got my Memphis hoodie.
Yes, sir.
But I've always done that, though.
You have, know? Yeah.
It's just kind of like I look at Memphis like we do, and it's anywhere I go.
Yeah. Real quick, got to ask you, Farrow. I think it was yesterday, as a matter of fact, yesterday afternoon, Will Barton released an album, or at least a mixtape. Your former teammate, Will Barton, released a mixtape called Unexpected. Have you heard it, and what is your review?
Man, I actually got a chance to hear it probably like 2 weeks ago. And I have to say, man, I love it. You know, I think it was something that was very important for him to do. With the things that he's kind of gone through as far as being a professional basketball player and the changes in his life that came about. So I like a couple of the songs, especially, I think it's like the fourth song on there. It's called Caution, you know, and it kind of like just describes what it's like to be somebody who's in that life. You know what I'm saying? It's a different world. I can't explain it because I'm not in that world. I'm in that world over here, but in the States, it's a completely different situation.
There's a question I've always wanted to ask you. 2011-12, you're playing Georgetown in D.C. I think it was at the Verizon Center. It's your first season of the two at Memphis. Y'all lose 70-59, and I'm waiting on y'all to come out of the locker room to write my story, and you're not coming out of the locker room. Like, Josh keeps y'all in. You know the game I'm talking about. Josh keeps y'all in there for like an hour, it felt like. Do you remember the game I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What in the world was happening in the locker room, Farrow? I've always wanted to ask you what happened in that locker room that you can tell us, brother. It's, are we far enough removed?
Man, Spoon was crying.
What? What?
Wesley Witherspoon was in there crying. He was feeling bad because he wanted to do well and he wanted to help us to help lead us. And we were all just we were rallying together as a team. We were having a heart to heart. Trying to get it together as a team, man, because we all wanted to win. We had a lot of talent on that team.
Yep.
And Spoon was one of our leaders. And, yep, I'll never forget that. That was my first game back.
Yep.
And Spoon, it was just an emotional moment, man. But I'll never forget that, actually.
Have you been to the Lori? Have you gotten a chance to go to the new facility, the new practice center they've got since the Finch, the Lori Walton Center? They've got a list of Memphis guys born here, that played for Memphis, obviously, a list that you're obviously on. Didn't know if you've gotten a chance to go over there and see it.
Yeah, actually, I have.
It's awesome.
Not this summer, but the summer before, I was in there training all the time, man. Coach Hardaway allowed me to come in and work with their strength and conditioning guy over there and be around. Like, that's one thing that I've always done over the summers. Even when they were back over at the Finch, like, I always have come back and tried to be a part of whatever we have going on, man, whether it's working the camps or any of this. So, yeah, I love that new facility, man. That thing is nice.
You got a beautiful daughter, too, man. I remember you bringing her out, if I'm not mistaken, for senior night, man. How old is she now, brother? I know you're proud of her.
Yeah, man, she's six
Ooh,
years old.
Time flying. Seven. Flying.
Time is flying. She's getting to be a big girl now. She's actually a little cheerleader. I want her to be a basketball player. She's super tall, man, but she's doing well.
Let me I got one more thing for you.
I can't wait to get home to her.
I know you want. I know you. I can tell by the social media. I got one more thing for you because I see you're making all these worldly stops. You had a plan at one time. I remember we were asking folks about off the court interest. You were going to take over the world, be the fashion mogul, man. If all these worldly stops sort of continue to lead you down that path, you going to still take over in the fashion world?
Yeah, Yeah, man. Actually, I'm working on a clothing line right now.
Dig that.
I haven't got it, you know what I'm saying, anything in writing, but we're working on it now. I'm trying to make some connections here in Hong Kong and China, and definitely trying to go global. You say take over the world, but honestly, I really am trying to go global, starting over here in Asia and bringing it back home to Memphis. So, yeah.
Dig that.
Brother, I'm behind that dream 100%. Anything we can do, man, let's shoot us a shirt or something, Farrell. That thing costs about $200.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. I got to get a discount on it, though.
I'm going to give you a discount.
Thank you. Thank you, brother.
Farrell, I was going to catch up, man, brother.
Farrell,
glad you're
thanks
well.
For this, brother.
For sure, man. Y'all be good. Thank y'all for having me.
You too. See you soon.
Yep. He is Archon right, Hall, former University of Memphis Tiger. Glad he's doing well and thriving over there in Hong Kong.
Professional basketball player. And I'm glad he hadn't dropped that dream either of being the he's going to be the Johnny Versace. No. Get ready.
Coming up next on The Six.
A few things I wanted to get to. One is, Memphis is now playing Arkansas in a 2-for-1. You knew this was coming. What do you think?
The Six continues with that next on 92.9 FM ESPN. Well,
that's what you got to do when you don't have a gun, when you're unarmed security.
Yeah, you'd rather just deploy the stare.
Yeah, call the lieutenant.
What was the code of the walkie-talkie for the lieutenant, man?
Not to 911, fool. Emergency. We got to get over here. We got an issue at the back gate. Back gate was unlocked all night long. We might have a problem over here.
That's what you said?
Yeah, brother. I'm not a real Memphian, fool.
911?
It's the Jason and John Show. Weekdays, 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
The annual summer sale at James Davis has started just in time to get Dad's perfect gift in advance of Father's Day. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the United States of America. It's where I get my suits and my dress shirts for television work with CBS Sports. But understand this, they have so much more than just nice suits and dress shirts. For instance, right now, shorts, short sleeve knit shirts, and sports shirts are 20% off. There's a summer selection of sport coats, suits, and blazers, all 25% off. And don't forget about the custom-made stance shirts. Those are the ones I buy because dress shirts off the rack are a thing of the past. Now, let me explain how this works. What you do is you go to James Davis, you walk in, you get 3 measurements, and in just 10 minutes, you're going to have a custom-made shirt ordered. It'll be ready in a matter of days. They start at only $98. It's a perfect shirt that'll fit you brilliantly, and it makes for a perfect gift, too. In fact, you can get a gift card to cover it. So where are you shopping in advance of these warm months that are on the way? James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Sponsored by Accountemps. Do you need accounting and finance professionals to help for the duration of your long-term or recurring projects? Turn to our salaried professional service for exclusive access to our hard-to-find talent. Visit Accountemps.com. Accountemps, a Robert Half company.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now, I'm holding a perfectly ice-cold Coors Light. You know how I know it's the perfect temperature? Because the mountain on the can is blue. And also, it's really cold. Every Coors Light is cold-filtered, cold-lagered, and cold-packaged. Notice how many times I said cold? 3 times. It's that cold. So make sure the mountain on your can of Coors Light is blue, because that means it's ready to enjoy. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Now, back to The Six with the Jeff Calkins Show.
Joined now by Jonah Jordan. Coming to Memphis for the Daily Memphian. A few things I wanted to get to. One is, Memphis is now playing Arkansas in a 2-for-1. You knew this was coming. What do you think?
Oh, I think it's great. I'm excited about it. I mean, I know everybody around the program is. It's basically...
Let me ask you that. Are they?
Yeah, they are. I mean, it's basically a home and home with a bye game attached at the end where Memphis gets $1 million. So, I mean, it's a pretty sweet deal.
So let me ask you this. Mike Norvell is in favor of this deal?
From all indications, yeah, everybody I've talked to around the program is excited about it. I mean, it is the way of things now. I mean, this is what you have to do. People wanted to schedule tougher. People want these types of games. I mean,
yes, but let's be clear. Ole Miss is a one for one. Missouri was a one for one. Tennessee, the last time they did it, was a one for one. Why do they have? Why? What do you mean? This is the way it is? It's only the way it is because it's the way that you've decided it. You're willing to do it.
No. I mean, they've tried to schedule these people. I mean, I don't think you could get a real home and home with Arkansas.
No,
you're not getting
you're
a home and home with Ole Miss.
You're very clear. There is a home and home with Ole Miss. I'm witnessing it.
But right now, Ole Miss won't even. I don't even think Ole Miss will pick up the phone with them. I think if you tried to schedule Tennessee right now, you're not going to get a home and home with them. I mean, they want to play regional people. They want to play regional powers. And the only way you're scheduling regional powers is probably a two-for-one.
Okay,
I mean, it's the way of college football.
But doesn't it suck?
I don't think so.
Of course it sucks.
I really don't.
It sucks that it has to be a two-for-one. I don't mean that it sucks in the sense of in the absolute sense, if this is what you have to do, it sucks that they're doing it. I'm saying it sucks that this is what you have to do.
I think, yes, it's unfortunate this is what it's come to for them to schedule the way their fans want them to schedule. Yes, I think it's unfortunate that this is what it's come to.
Okay, good. At least we agree on that. When's the first game? When's the first one of these?
2025, I do believe, is when Arkansas comes to the Liberty Bowl.
And it starts with Memphis. Does it start with Memphis going there? Starts with Memphis
going
there.
Yeah, yeah. No, it starts with Arkansas coming here.
Here, in 2025. Okay.
Which is surprising.
How many who will be the coach of the Memphis Tigers in 2025?
Oh, man, that's a good question.
How many coaches will there be between now and 2025? Will it be the next coach?
Could be the next coach.
Norvell will not be the coach in 2025. Can we agree on that?
Seems very unlikely.
I mean, either one of two things will happen. He'll continue to do what he's doing, which is what I think will happen, and ultimately, the right job that is a better job will come open for him. I've said this a million times. I don't think Mike's eager to get out of here. I think he does an incredible job. I think he loves Memphis. When I wrote the column earlier this week on that Facebook ad and about Memphians and whatever else, he liked it because he loves Memphis, and so I agree on that. But if he keeps winning, he'll ultimately get the right fit at a Power 5 job, and so then it is who's next. And let's just say it's after this year, okay? So that's 2019, so we're talking 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. The next person would be I would bet this is two coaches from now.
Yeah. I mean,
if the next person comes in and is successful, they're not going to stay 6 years.
No. And
if they're unsuccessful, they're not going to stay 6 years.
No. So Fuente left after 4 years, and if Norvell left after this season, it'd be after 4 years. So if the trend continues, the other coach would leave after 4 years, and that means they wouldn't make it to that game, I don't think.
Is Ryan Silverfield the next coach at the University of Memphis?
Oh, I think he...
He's on a short list.
He's on the short list, yes. I think he would be heavily considered, obviously. I think the AD situation kind of throws that stuff up in the air. If you even have an AD by then, how are they going to handle it? If you don't have an AD, how is Dr. Rudd going to want to handle
it? That's an interesting question with the AD thing, because we've said that with the AD... there is no particular hurry because Allie is such an effective interim AD. Like if there were just elevated someone you never heard of as the interim AD, there might be some urgency to get another AD in, and there isn't necessarily because it's Allie. Having said that, if Mike leaves at the end of this year, again, I have no reason to think he will, but if he does, you would kind of like the next AD to be in place. A, so Mike, he's evaluating his choices, know who he's working with, and B, so the next AD can be involved with picking the next football coach. Isn't that, to the extent there's any urgency at all, isn't that the urgency? Like they have one in place by, whatever, October. That's not unreasonable to ask to have an AD in place by October.
Historically, in college football, it doesn't go well when the AD doesn't hire the coach. When the AD comes in after the coach, it's been a problem in the past at schools. You want to have an AD in and who can hit the ground running. I mean, I don't think they're going to have a problem with Mike, but you never know how, okay.
Now, it was not a problem. It was not a problem with Bowen. It was not a problem with Bowen and with Fuente. They got along fine.
No, No, it wasn't, but it could be. I mean, they've gotten lucky so far. So if you hire a football coach in December and then turn around and hire an AD in January or February, who is to say that isn't going to be a problem? Who is to say that in 2 years down the line, you're going to look, people are going to look around and be like, okay, this isn't my guy, I want to move on. That's happened before. Arkansas 2 years ago, they needed to hire an AD and a football coach, and they had to slow down their search for both and be like, okay, we need to hire an AD before we move on because that person needs to help us pick a football coach. So you don't want to get in a situation where there's confusion, because there is no AD, because it can cause problems in that search.
You wrote about a JUCO running back who is coming to Memphis. Tell me about him.
Yes, Kalen Granberry. He's a Memphis native.
Is he related to the other Granberry who played for Memphis? There was another Granberry. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Anyway, so he played for who?
He played for Raleigh Egypt. He scored 37 touchdowns in one season. I think that set the single season record for Shelby County. I don't know if that was broken by Eric Gray, but he did hold the single season touchdown record. I think he scored like 12 touchdowns in 8 quarters, or really like 6 quarters because he didn't play in 2 games or in 2 of them because they were up by so much. They were 10-0. Then he went off to junior college. He had a pretty solid freshman season, about 1,700 yards, 10 touchdowns. He's not ranked by anybody yet, but I think that'll get taken care of in the next few months. Memphis loves him. They're really, really excited. They need running backs.
He's committed. He's committed, but he would be part of this next signing class that we'll sign in whenever. Okay. And what kind of running back is he? Big dude?
He's a big,
fast dude? What is he?
He's about 5'11". They said he's just a big guy. He's a bruiser, kind of, is what it was said to me. I haven't watched much of him, though, so.
And that's the first commitment for this class?
Yes. First commitment in class 2020.
First commitment in the class of 2020.
Don't miss the Jeff Calkins Show tomorrow morning beginning at 9 a.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Memphis.
We want all this ball.
Yes, the super team.
Let's go. 92.9 FM ESPN. A radio.com sports station.
Attention, CDLA drivers. McLean in Memphis has immediate opportunities for Class A drivers. Average $70,000 annually with a $7,500 sign-on bonus, depending on experience. Drivers can count on generous benefits starting day one, along with a 4-day work week. Don't wait. To learn more, visit driveformcleanmemphis.com. That's driveformcleanmemphis.com. McLean Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Did you know calling 811 before you dig could prevent a serious injury in our community? Diamond Pipeline is committed to the 811 campaign. It's designed to prevent these accidents because underground pipelines, utility, and water lines can just be a dig away from being hit. Calling 811 is the first thing to do before you dig. It prevents both serious injuries and deaths, as well as disruptions to our vital services. This free service allows local utility operators to come out and mark all these lines so you as a homeowner, a contractor, a business, or a farmer know where to safely dig. Remember, calling 811 first before you dig is always the right thing to do. By working together, we make a difference, and Diamond Pipeline is proud to be part of that effort. 811, protecting our environment, our communities, and keeping us safe.
If you're like me, you want the bottom line. No fluff, no frills. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. I've been selling real estate a long time, and I found that sellers don't want tall tales or promises. They want results. I always tell people to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers to find out what they think about your home and the price. But more importantly, what are they going to do for you? And make sure and let me be one of them. Find out how my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. Will I buy your home? No. But with my help in preparation, pre-marketing, presentation, and proper pricing, someone will. And often my listings sell quickly at good prices. So if you or someone you know is thinking of selling, find out why people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn. That's Shell Dunn Rosengarten at memphisrelocate.com or 682-1868. Remember, 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now.
As a landscaping contractor, you know time is money. So go with the mower that delivers an outstanding quality of cut in less time. The Toro Grandstand. Not only is it the most comfortable stand-on mower available, it also features the high-performance TurboForce cutting deck. Available in five different sizes, from 36-inch to 60-inch. Ask us about the Toro Grandstand and special Toro financing. Count on it. Kalb Equipment, your Pro Cutters headquarters. Kalb Equipment, 901-761-1300.
Let's up your life with Let's.
It's time to be the talk of the neighborhood or lake house with that custom golf cart built by the experts at LEDS. With both new and used models, they're sure to have exactly what you need. The brand new Club Car Onward encourages families and friends to come together and enjoy being outside. Find out more at LEDSonline.com or give us a call at 901-324-8801.
LEDS, up your life with LEDS. LEDS, up your life.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's two locations and experience it for yourself. One is at 5699 Mount.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.